Last night's debate in Nevada welcomed Mike Bloomberg to the stage under a heavy salvo from every other candidate for president, with Warren and Klobuchar getting the most talk time in the debate. Nevada is having their primary this coming Saturday. And today Roger Stone is due to receive his sentence, but he will be allowed to momentarily postpone that sentence until his lawyer's motion to have a retrial receives a ruling by the court. This morning, former National Security Advisor John Bolton said, "I bet you a dollar, right here and now, my testimony would have made no difference to the ultimate outcome," further adding that if anybody thinks to the contrary, "I just don't think you know what's going on in Washington." Well, it kind of sounds like John Bolton knew the result of the impeachment trial was baked in and predetermined by all but one Senate Republican. This morning, Reuters is reporting that Donald Trump offered to pardon WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange if he said that Russia had nothing to do with WikiLeaks' publication of Democratic Party emails in 2016. Assange is currently in a London court fighting an extradition effort by the United States. Assange's lawyer referred to a witness statement by former Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who visited Assange back in 2017, saying he had been sent by Trump to offer a pardon to Assange. The pardon would come on the condition that Assange publicly said the Russians were not involved in the email leak that damaged Hillary Clinton's bid for president in 2016. In response, the White House made this statement yesterday saying the president barely knows Dana Rohrabacher, other than he's an ex-congressman. He's never spoken to him on this subject or almost any subject. It is a clear fabrication and a total lie. This is probably another never-ending hoax and a total lie from the DNC. However, former Congressman Dana Rohrabacher gave an interview to Dave Bryan at KCLA in 2017, and he had this to say back then.
What is Assange asking for in return for this?
That's all confidential, and we're going to, it's a confidential interaction with myself and the White House to determine what can be offered.
So when the White House says this is a complete fabrication from Julian Assange, this interview from 2017 seems to stand in stark contrast to that statement, giving us the impression that it is not a fabrication and that there is truth to the report that Trump was maneuvering to shield Russia from the email hack of Hillary Clinton and was willing to offer some sort of a deal to Assange to secure that. In a late-night report from the Washington Post, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said Wednesday night that the Republican Party is hypocritical when it comes to deficits, according to audio of an overseas speech obtained by the Washington Post. Mulvaney continued on to say, "My party is interested in deficits when there is a Democrat in the White House. The worst thing in the world is deficits when Barack Obama was president. Then Donald Trump became president, and we're a lot less interested as a party." Well, yeah, this is something actually that all Americans can see, Mick Mulvaney, and you just made that tangible. Well, coming to a TV near you, folks, ABCNews.com is reporting that Burger King is removing artificial preservatives from its Whopper and will likely be showing a moldy burger on TV for all to see and to make that point. And I kind of get that, but it doesn't really do much for the appetite, does it, seeing a moldy Whopper on TV? This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.